My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert, who represents his state's 1st Congressional District. For the next few minutes, we want to get his reaction to some major legislation passed in the House and Senate this week, specifically free trade agreements with Colombia, Panama, and South Korea, some of which had been languishing for years, but are now set to be enacted. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you. Always good to talk to you, Greg.
Thank you. Well, let's start with the major accomplishments in the House this week. We'll find out later in the week if some of them, or I guess in the coming weeks and months, actually, if they'll get through the Senate. But three that did are the free trade agreements, South Korea, whose president was in town this week, as well as Colombia and Panama. Essentially, the bills passed through the House and Senate pretty easily. There was some sort of compensation agreed to in the Senate. Your thoughts on the significance of passing those three free trade bills?
Well, I think they're tremendously significant. And it's been amazing over the 4 years that Speaker Pelosi had the gavel. She wasn't going to bring the Colombia free trade bill to the floor or any free trade bill to the floor like that. And we were poking in the eye the one true ally we had down in South America. And it just made no sense. And this administration was running around, President Obama running around saying, pass these free trade agreements, pass the free trade. They were sitting on his desk. We had to wait for him to send them over here. So it gets a little annoying with the president running around the country saying, hey, pass free trade agreements and that'll create a bunch of jobs. Well, he's right, but they were sitting on his desk and we couldn't do anything until he sent them over. So, and it's the height of arrogance to say, all right, we agree with Mr. President. Free trade agreements are going to create some markets for our goods that do not currently exist. It's going to open millions of mouths to our agriculture. It's going to open markets to our goods without putting tariffs on them going into their country. And yet they said, but we want a bunch more giveaway money. Or we're not going to agree to pass them. So that's what the TAA, more so-called assistance money, that was the price of bribing the Senate to do what, to pass the free trade agreements that would create jobs. Now, Greg, I've had people, you know, I'm very close to the Tea Parties, and I love these guys. So they're taxpayers that are tired of paying, you know, all the taxes. And they were concerned, some of them, that free trade agreements had provisions that would give away sovereignty. Well, look, I read them looking for that. If there are disputes, they don't go to the World Court. They go to international arbitration. They set the rules for doing that. And so, and that's what international companies do these days anyway. They have provision arbitration agreements in there. And so I didn't see anything that gave away sovereignty, but I think it's good. I think they'll create jobs. I'm not sure I would have voted for NAFTA. There were too many problems there. But these agreements, they're short, 90-something pages, all three of them, so anybody can easily read them like I did. But I think they're good for America.
Congressman, you suggested that the Senate needed to be bribed a little bit to pass the trade agreements through the trade agreement assistance, essentially concerned that some jobs of the companies involved here will end up overseas. You don't seem to suggest in your own mind that you believe that's a real threat.
No, this money is going to be going to unions. It's a payoff to unions so that they look the other way while their Democratic servants here in the Senate and a few in the House would vote yes on a free trade agreement. I mean, the unions don't miss a bet in getting money sent their way. So that's basically what it is. It's not going to help anybody but some of the top union folks. And I know that's extremely cynical, but if they believe the free trade agreements opened markets for more of our American goods, as I saw that they did by reading them, then they shouldn't have had to be bribed to do what was right for America.
Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert. There is more of this conversation. Please look for it elsewhere on this site. In that part of the conversation, we'll be talking about the work that the House of Representatives this week did in terms of rolling back regulations, particularly air restrictions that could have crippled the coal industry and still could if the Senate and President don't go along. We'll also get his thoughts on the differences and any similarities he sees between the Tea Party and Occupy Wall Street. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.